And now, Miriam Neff with New Beginnings.
Most of us don't experience extreme trauma. Some do. School shootings, crime, death of loved ones, trauma does strike. Bob Vanderpoel, a social worker specializing in grief, has wise words. Trauma-laced grief introduces unique dimensions of fear and shock that can impede the hard work of the grief process. Navigate. When traumatized, the smartest parts of our brain give way to the fastest. This can be good or bad. A rush to decision may be impulsive, too self-serving, driven by emotions, minus thought, and defensive or offensive. Trauma-laced grief triggers fear and shock. We want to run or fight. Neither are good in grief. Pause, give God time to direct your thoughts and your emotions. Wiser actions, healing in time. This feature at widowconnection.com.